It's a momentous day here in Arizona. A new Ram 1500 pickup truck being introduced. With me is Rob Wickman. Tell us about your responsibilities for Ram.
Well, I am responsible for all the engineering for Ram, and that includes our ProMaster City vans, and our heavy-duty pickups through 2500 all the way to chassis cabs, and of course the all-new 2019 Ram pickup truck.
And you say that with drama, and rightly so. I mean, tell us about this vehicle. An all-new full-size pickup truck doesn't come around every day.
No, it doesn't, and it's really been great to work on. It's been a fantastic journey. We can start off with its increased capability.
Let's do that.
All right.
Tell us all about it, because that's a big thing.
Yes.
I mean, these are work trucks for a lot of people.
Yep. 2,300 pounds of payload. That's a 20% improvement over DS. And then 12,750 pounds of trailer tow. That's a 22% increase over DS. Significant.
So by that, you mean the previous Ram truck, right?
Correct.
Right.
Over the previous model. Yep.
Yeah. And how did you accomplish that? What went into developing better capabilities?
Yeah, so we looked at efficiencies throughout the truck, and some of them came as a weight savings. 225 pounds we took out of the vehicle, 100 of that out of the cab and the box, primarily the use of high-strength steels and advanced high-strength steels. Then we took 120.
So those are actually lighter than other steels, right? That's why you can take the weight out.
Yep, absolutely. That's a big benefit. And then the rolling chassis, we took 120 pounds out of the rolling chassis. So
a lot of things were lightweighted to some extent. Aluminum hood, aluminum tailgate, even the seats are lighter. Talk a bit about why lightness is so valuable.
So when we went after our strategy was to take a look at the components that we were going to re-engineer. So we re-engineered the seats, so we made them lighter. We actually made them stronger. We don't have any seat shake, as we had a tendency in our current model to pick up at times. Even as simple as our carpeting, we took 7 pounds of weight out of our carpeting set. Our crew stick.
Wow,
front,
7 pounds out of carpeting.
7 pounds out of carpeting. This is
it's a bigger interior,
it's
too,
bigger,
right?
Bigger
so
interior.
There's potentially more carpet.
Yep. And then our acoustic front windshield. We took 4.6 pounds out, so we get that acoustic benefit at a reduced weight. And that's available in all of our models, all the way through Tradesman.
Well, let's talk about the size of the truck, because the truck is bigger inside and out.
Yep. So we grew 4 inches in our cab, one inch in our front door, 1 inch in our rear door, and then 2 inches behind our rear seat. So it gives you that really good comfort in our rear seat, actually a spot that is desirable now. And in some of our models, we have a reclining rear seat. Not only does the seat back recline, but also the seat, the cushion itself goes forward as an angle of 8 degrees.
Yeah, so you took advantage of that. And a lot of times these vehicles are carrying 5 or 6 burly guys, to job sites, et cetera, et cetera. So it's important that you have that interior room. And also that's additional lockable storage. Talk about the lockable storage inside.
Yeah, so we have in-floor storage, which is really nice. We have that on the current model. But on our new, we made it larger, and then we have tie downs associated with that as well. Then we have reconfigurable storage underneath our seats. Actually, it's a fold down. Really nice for customers that want to store stuff under their seats, and it's engineered where you have your heels underneath the seat. It doesn't get in that way. It's actually tucked in underneath.
And some of that stuff is removable, cleanable, because work trucks get full of stuff.
Yep. So we have our bins are removable, which is really nice. And actually, our interior designer Ryan Nagodi put a scale on it as well. So if you catch a fish or if you need something that you need to measure, you have a scale right on there.
Oh yeah, like it. Yeah, you might catch a fish.
That's right.
A great thing. Yeah, a big fish.
Yep.
That you want to measure. Ram box is still there. That's an exclusive feature with you guys. Talk about how important that is.
Yeah.
To you.
Ram box is definitely important. It's our Gen 2 on our new model. It also includes a 115 volt outlet now. So you can recharge your batteries. Really, really nice feature. Lid on both sides.
And step to get into the...
Our new bed step. That is part of our utility group. And folds out nicely. And actually, tell you the truth, you look and there's just a little wedge that you put your foot on and then it slides out. Deploys, and you can step on there and easily access the bed of your pickup truck.
And you can step from there onto the bumper because there's essentially a step on the bumper as well.
That's right.
And you... get into the bed. Well, we talked a little bit about lightweighting. Another big important thing in terms of making the vehicle overall more efficient and able to be sold is two good things, is aerodynamics.
Yes.
Tell us what you did aerodynamics, because there was big engineering going on there.
Yes, near and dear to my heart. 9% improvement over our current pickup truck, the 1500. And 0.357 coefficient of drag, best in class. And how we accomplished that 9%? Primarily through a design of the roof. We call it the Venturi effect, or the dovetail in the rear, just before the rear glass. And then we raised the box of our pickup 35 millimeters. We actually extended it 35 millimeters. And that combination is actually 40% of the 9% aero improvement.
So you're getting rid of a lot of the turbulence that would go into the empty pickup truck bed, right?
You want to get the airflow around, over, and under with minimal turbulence, and that actually worked out well. So working with the designers and our aerodynamists, we came together on that. Typically, some of the aero features that engineering comes up with, our
stylists might not dig
exactly
it, right?
Care for it. This one we matched 100%.
Right.
Another big feature is our active air dam. And this is available on our steel suspension trucks. It deploys at 35 miles an hour. It retracts at 15 miles an hour. And it's clutched, because we know pickups at times run into stuff and it will clutch out of the way. And then we'll redeploy.
Let's talk about the suspension. I'm glad you brought it up, because it's a big differentiator for you with Ram trucks. And, you know, certainly I've driven a lot of full-size trucks through the years. And this is an important time. This last 12 months, 18 months,
yep,
we've seen a lot of new pickup trucks come into the market. Your ride and handling is the most car-like by far. And so talk about why that's important and how you're able to accomplish that.
Yeah, well, thank you. That was one of the accomplishments we went after. Today we have best-in-class ride and handling, and we took it a notch higher. So how did we accomplish that? A couple key areas is we understand where we could have room for improvement. Front suspension. We improved our roll stiffness 20%. We took our front stabilizer bar, and we flipped it 180 degrees behind our rear wheels. It's in a little bit stronger section of the frame, and we improved that roll stiffness. And then lower control arms are aluminum, upper are composite. We pull that together and really gives you better command of the road. The rear suspension, we continue with our 5-link rear coil suspension. I mentioned earlier that
and it's exclusive to you, right? Nobody else is doing coil springs in a full-size pickup truck.
That's correct. And we increased our payload, but we didn't do it at any deterioration of ride, because now we have variable rate rear springs.
So describe for our listeners what that means.
So a variable rate spring is basically when you have no load in, you're on the soft section of the spring. And then when you put the load into the truck, you get onto that heavier section of the spring. And so you're not running around in, let's say, a buckboard all the time, or extremely really stiff.
Yeah, you don't have to design for one thing or another.
Correct.
You have the ability to drive unladen and have good ride and handling, and also heavily laden and have good ride and handling.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Yes.
Talk about shocks and how that figures in as well.
So we went with FRD shocks, frequency response dampening shocks, and basically it's a two-valve system. So some of the chatter that you get into the road, it's on the first valve. And then when that bottoms out, sectionally, it goes on the second valve, which is your deeper inputs, road inputs associated with that. And it's the best combination of ride, handling, and comfort within a light-duty pickup truck.
And having driven the vehicle for, I guess, another 100 miles or so today on the introduction day, it's really telling. I mean, you can feel how good this vehicle both rides and handles, and also how quiet it is. Talk a bit about quietness.
Yeah, so the quietness kind of comes in two folds. One is we do have acoustic glass, and our front passenger driver windows are acoustic as well, so that is good. We also improved our sealing on our truck, and then the methodology of our sealing. And what I mean by that is, we mapped out all the sealing that we wanted to do, and now we're in a state of an art assembly plan,
right,
and we're applying that. So,
and that's sealing, S-E-A-L-I-N-G, right? Not like the ceiling of your house, right?
Correct.
Or the roof of the vehicle.
Yep, that is correct.
Let's talk a bit about powertrain. Really interesting powertrain options, and not only now at introduction time, but also going forward. Talk a bit about
that. Yeah, so we continue with our 5.7-liter Hemi engine. That's what we're going to launch with, and then we will come on board shortly with our BSG version, our belt start generator version, our e-torque.
And dive into that, because it's just fascinating.
Yeah, so our e-torque is a 48-volt system, and it provides that...
Which is really new. I mean, not many vehicles are using a 48-volt system. I mean, we're typically using 12-volt systems.
Yep, absolutely, and this is this will be first-in-class on a light-duty pickup truck. And it, in essence, gives you that start-stop seamless operation. And then providing a...
Because it starts so fast, right?
Yes.
There's enough power to crank it real quick.
Split seconds. And as far as it applies 130 pound-feet of torque relative to that startup. And that's a really nice feature. Also has regen braking. So in essence, it gets negative torque. And then as you transition out of our fuel saver mode into our V8 mode, has a tendency to smooth that area out as well.
Right. So you can use some of that torque you're capturing and
electrically,
basically for free.
Yep, in those areas.
Yeah.
And then collect it when you don't need it. That's the essence.
Right.
And then our fuel saver mode, just a little interesting tidbit on technology. So when we fuel saver mode, we take our Hemi engine from eight-cylinder mode into four-cylinder mode. We have a device called an Active 2 Mass Module on our chassis. And that is the first use in industry on a chassis, and it picks up a vibration as far as when we go into four-cylinder mode. So to expand that and eliminate that vibration, that's what these ATMMs do, these active tune mass modules, and they shake 180 degrees out of phase, so the customer doesn't feel that vibration
right.
within
basically,
the
seat. They're canceling out the vibration you'd
exactly.
otherwise feel, right?
Yep, exactly.
And then you also do some stuff with noise cancellation, don't
yes,
you?
So there's another portion of this happens to be noise that comes out of this, and we take care of that of ANC, active noise cancellation. In our headliner, we have four microphones, and then we pump that cancellation noise through our speaker, and then also through the subwoofer.
Well, interior is very, very plush, depending.
Yep.
You know, it goes from plush to plusher to plusher to plush-est, as opposed to, there's no such thing as, I think, a mundane work truck in interior anymore, even from the tradesman.
I think Ryan Nagoti's done a fantastic job.
Right.
So Ryan is our chief interior, and he's done a great job making the base model something that you desire to be in, and then you just continue to walk up the classes. And then our bench seat now for our center console, really nice features. And then when it's in the upright position for a third occupant in the middle, we do have that cross belt now that comes over the shoulder and locks in, so 3-point.
Of all the new features on the truck, or just a feature that you've improved, which are you most excited about? Which are you glad? Wow, I'm glad we did this. This really works well.
I'm going to start off from, and I know we discussed it as the ride. I think, you know, coming from an area that we've already been really good at, and then taking it to the next level, and then hearing the comments back already, it's like, wow, hey, this is really good. So ride is number one. But the others, I would say, are adaptive cruise control. Is now an expectation, really nice to have on the pickup truck.
Well, and describe for our listeners, because, you know, if you're coming from a pickup truck, you probably haven't had a vehicle in a while,
that's
so
true.
Maybe you're not up on adaptive cruise control.
So our adaptive cruise control is basically it can pace the vehicle in front of you. We have three settings, like a short, medium, and long, and it's with stop and go. So you can follow the vehicle in front of you all the way to a complete stop. And if it's less than 2 seconds, it will just follow off. If it's longer than 2 seconds, you hit your resume on your speed control. And then it will track the vehicle in front of you. It's a really nice feature.
Yeah, I mean, if you are commuting,
yeah.
It sounds like a dream. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything else you want to tell our listeners about this?
So the last the feature is our blind spot relative to trailer detect. So we're able to now automatically hook up a trailer and then detect the length of it, and then it gives you that full blind spot all the way through.
So you don't have to key in anything. The vehicle can sense the length of the trailer that you are towing just by a couple turns,
One turn to a 90-degree turn to the right reads that length of the trailer, and then you're good to go. Now, we do have an option that you can key in the length of your trailer.
Okay.
So let's say you have a 12-foot trailer, but you have 4-foot beam hanging out the rear end. You can select a 30-foot trailer. So you have that opportunity. So it's a really nice feature, fully automatic to the customer. No stickers required anywhere, or no keying of dimensions.
Yeah, that's terrific. Well, how would you sum up the new Ram 1500?
Well, I'm gonna say the four things, right? It's a no-compromise truck. It delivers in durability, technology, and efficiency. So,
well, Rob Wickman of Ram, the engineer on this truck, the chief engineer on this truck, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
We do appreciate it.
Thank you.